18 people that died. The death was not caused by any individual, but it was a pure accident, not influenced by any other activity. A visit to the site revealed that the tree that fell and battered our brothers and sisters who have passed on had suffered some kind of a mark which could collapse it at any time. So with the wind, the rain blowing, the students that have passed on saw the need to get out of the river, so to say, and climbed up the stayed access of the river or the lake till such time that the rain subsided, the wind stopped. Then they went back into the falls because they were geography students who had gone to Upper East region on a similar visit for excursion, for their tutors numbered four to demonstrate to them practically what they had learned in the classroom. The same thing was what they did at the waterfalls. So after the rain, they decided to go into the river or the falls. And whilst there, this tree fell from about 100 meters away and battered them, killing 18 of them. Now the falls have been closed down. One, the reason is we are in a mourning mood. Two, there is a need to give it a proper facelift. For some time now, the area has not been renovated. We now have to check on the trees to see which is fit, which one is fit to be there, which one is not fit, and for that matter, to be cleared. We went to the hospital and visited four of them that survived and were present at the hospital at Kentampo. Others had been referred to Komfuanochi Teaching Hospital, Kumasi, referred to Sinyani Government Hospital, others to Wenchi, others to Techiman. And the few that were at the hospital, about four of them, the government of Ghana, through Dr. Mahmoud Baumia, presented 1,000 Ghana cedis each, them paying part of their bills. And the government has decided to absorb all that bills that our brothers and sisters who were victims of this accident and are alive. And to those that passed on, the bereaved families were given 2,000 Ghana cedis each to pay part of the cost for now. The government intends to celebrate their final funeral rites with the family. For it is not only the burden of the families, but also the burden.
According to you, you were saying that a tree fell on them. In fact, it's about 30 trees that was brought down by the wind.
30 trees?
From the force, we have force 1, force 2, force 3. From 1 to 3, where the incident happened, the death toll was recorded, including small white palm trees were uprooted.
Nana, I know that place very well. It is not the first time you're recording heavy storms. So what could be happening? Is it that the trees are so old and probably needed to be trimmed?
These trees have been there since creation. We normally used to have such storms, but it never happened that way. There are sometimes you may have one tree that will fall as a result of the storm. But for what happened yesterday, it has never happened there before.
What is the state of security at the Kentampo waterfall?
Normally we were having the management committee that was formed by the National Assembly and the traditional authorities mining the place with supervision ruled by the authorities board. We had our trained people who are normally lead people and get them down, up and do everything there. But unfortunately, after the elections, some boys went and took over the facility, claiming that they are Kentampo invisibles. So their government is in power, so they've taken over. And we did all that we could do to let them know that that is not the proper way. The facility does not belong to any party. It's for the municipality. They will have the management committee. So they should not bring in politics into it. All attempts to get them out of that place has failed.
Nana, when you say you did everything, exactly what did you do as traditional leaders?
We reported to the municipal assembly and we held it in municipal security council meeting, whereby the police and all the other presidents were invited, the NPP and so were invited. And they promised that they would get the boys out. The security, gave them 1 week. After the 1 week, it couldn't work.
Nana, are we getting the impression that because of partisan politics, the traditional rulers in Kentampo are becoming powerless?
No, we are not becoming powerless. You see, here is the case. We don't want to take the law into our own hands. You know Kentampo, you see, we know we have our people we can also ask them to go and drive them away. But when we do such a thing, it will result into a conflict whereby people will suffer. It will take a time for us to clean up. It's going to be a very hectic work.